This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. How are you guys feeling today?
Good. Pretty good.
Yeah? How are you feeling?
Good.
Yeah.
Feel good? Yeah. I'm back from vacation.
You got a sun-kissed
This isn't a rerun?
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no. We're real.
Okay.
We're actually here.
Okay.
You are very tan.
My brother got married in Turks and Caicos, which I'd never been to Turks and Caicos before.
Yeah, how was
awesome.
It? Awesome.
Yep. But man, they get you.
Sun?
The sun, yes, because, like, you know, when you're in Las Vegas, you feel the sun.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's 150 degrees.
Uh-huh.
There, the sun will just cook you, but there's like a nice breeze going, and
yeah.
You don't feel it. It's like 82 degrees.
Oh, it's like deceiving.
I was outside the first day for like 45 minutes by the pool.
And just lit up.
Burnt to hell.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Just holy Moses. That's not the only way they'll get you, though. Also, at the resort that we were staying at, like $8 Coronas.
Oh,
what are you talking about? Like, we're...
We are outside of America.
But we also, like, went to, like, the local wine liquor store there.
Yeah.
And it's, like, $30 for a bottle of wine. I'm like, I get that we're on an island, but...
God dang.
How far into the ghetto do I have to go to get a deal?
Where's the bad part of Turks and Caicos?
Right? Where's the rough part of town? I'll bike there.
The island stuff, it's all because tariffs and all that stuff. It's a little, I am a little perturbed that you go.
Why is that?
Because I was looking at the photos of your brother's wedding, and it looked beautiful, but you were wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt.
That's right.
To his wedding.
That's right. And I've decided that I'm going to take it from you.
You did not tag me in that Tommy Bahama shirt.
You gave me that Tommy Bahama shirt.
Yeah, I know. That's why I just wanted you to tag him on the tagging. I feel like I deserve
it. It was
tag.
Like a thank you. So like, hey, thank you
like
for providing.
Like a little tip of the cap. That's what that is.
Thank you for providing.
You and my brother are close. That was... Since you didn't get invited to the wedding because you wouldn't have gone.
We're that close, yeah.
Yeah.
I
wanted you to be there in spirit,
Dave,
so
you
I wore
tagged
your Tommy Bahama
him.
Shirt.
Yeah,
I feel
like you should have tagged him.
I feel like a lot of people, we were out over the weekend hosting a beer fest, and a lot of people came up to me and they said something about it.
Oh, did they?
They did. Ian was there.
Ian was there. Dozens of hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah.
Almost everybody.
And they were very upset about it, Dave.
The only reason they came out to the beer fest probably was to complain to you directly.
Yeah.
Like in person.
That makes perfect sense.
I can't believe that son of a bitch did not tag you in that shirt.
How could he appropriate your culture?
That's right. That's right, man. Over here living my best life and you're just taking it from me.
All right. Well, let's get things started. Some good news and some bad news to get things going. What would you like first?
How about some bad news to kick things off, Dave?
All right, so everyone here has, you know, been to the point where you're drunk and you kind of need someone to look after you.
Yeah.
But imagine not having anyone to look after you when you're really, really drunk. And I think that's probably the situation here. A call came into 911 in Oregon late Wednesday afternoon from a caller claiming that a man was trying to kill him with an axe.
That is horrifying.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, caller couldn't provide a lot of information and was threatening, rude, and abusive to the 911 dispatchers. But the officers, of course, quickly responded because they thought this guy's life was at risk. Deputies say that when they got there, Timothy, the guy's name, told him that the one that was attacking him with an axe was Sasquatch.
Oh,
what?
He was also combative and made some threats, but ultimately was taken into custody without any physical incident. The deputy district attorney said that he can't comment on any evidence that Sasquatch was actually there.
Well, he's got the geographic region down.
Yeah,
because it's not Bigfoot. Bigfoot's not the Pacific Northwest. Bigfoot's more like Canada, occasionally Europe, and the South.
Oh.
It doesn't appear, though, as if there's any issue of mental health concern here, according to the DA and the cops.
There's not.
Quote, this was strictly intoxication. So he was so drunk. He legit thought Bigfoot was trying to kill him with an axe.
I don't know what's worse.
That's why you need a wingman, Timothy.
Yeah.
You need
someone
you need
just
a wingman.
Guide you.
Hey, Tim.
Tim. That's not an axe. And I'm not Bigfoot. This is a beer. Do you want it?
Bottoms up, my friend.
And some good news today.
What do we got?
Kind of. This is kind of good news.
Kind
this
of
is great
news.
It's just sort of good news.
It's the meh news.
This is good news as far as what it could be. All right. So a woman was arrested and charged with burglary after sheriff officials say that she broke into a house in Ohio on Monday morning. Mm. But the reason why it's good news is because she broke in about 9 a.m. Cops arrived, spoke with a resident who said the woman broke into her house and then began to act bizarrely. She entered through the back door, sat down on the couch, pet the family dog, and then washed the dishes and left.
How is that bizarre? I think it's very sweet.
That's totally normal. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on how the dishes are washed, though.
And
Did you put them back in the right places? Also, did you wash your hands after you touched the dog? Because don't be petting the dog and then washing the dishes. That's not true. You're cross-contaminating.
You have a point there.
Yeah. Deputy spoke with the victim. She said that they just, you know, she was shocked, had no idea really what was going on with this lady, but she just quietly left. And sheriff's officials started looking for the woman, and they found her knocking on other doors in the area. trying to break into their houses. They're like,
can I pet your dog?
She gave him a fake name. Her real name is Cheyenne Ewing, and she appeared to be under the influence of narcotics. And she did advise that she'd been up for 2 days.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was arrested and taken to jail and charged with burglary.
But, you know, if you're going to be a criminal, be this kind of criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah, be sweet.
A caring criminal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to break in and pet your dog.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
But how embarrassing. Somebody breaks into your house and you have dishes in the sink.
Oh.
And they do them for you.
What does that say to you?
They're
going to
break in and ransack and kill you. And they're like, God, you're a slob. Let me just help you. Get your life together, lady. Ugh.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So, it happened. I'm still not sure why, but I walked in on someone going number two the other day. Mm-hmm. It was at work. I walked into the restroom, made a beeline for the stall, pushed the door open, boom. There's Jerry with his pants down, taking care of business. Lock the door, Jerry.
Message deleted.
Jerry, you son of a bitch. What are you doing, man? So, okay, I can understand how this could happen if it's like one of those single stall bathrooms, you know, where like you just open the door and there's a sink in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah,
because I hate when there's tricky bathroom locks. You know what I'm talking about? Where there's you don't really know if it's locked or not.
Turn or push.
It's like there's a handle, but there's a little lock thing. But then you flip it and you don't know if it's actually locked because when you pull down on it, it automatically unlocks.
Sure.
Yeah.
And so you're not sure if it's locked because that's the most vulnerable, right? It's like when it opens directly to the hallway and somebody starts to, you're like, no, please leave me be. But Jerry, man, what are you doing? Yeah, like a stall.
Can you imagine just like the look of horror?
Oh,
when you're
like
mid poo,
especially if there's a hallway full of people, and you're like,
oh no,
please,
my vulnerability. Kill me is
now.
Showing.
I'm so vulnerable.
Can we just stop it with the large cracks in?
Yes,
dude, that is the worst.
Stalls? Yes,
it's really bad in the girls' bathroom.
If you're able to make eye contact with somebody that's washing their hands in the mirror.
No, I have to go to the side.
You can pass a cell phone through there.
It's too big.
Yeah, no. Like also, it should be to the tolerance of a credit card. Like that.
Same thing with like guys' urinals. Like the dividers are just not that expensive.
Yeah,
it's a couple of screws and anchors and a little piece of plywood.
Forever.
They last forever.
Yeah.
Like why would you create a men's bathroom and not have the dividers?
Because you're a monster.
You're a monster.
You're an absolute monster.
Stop looking at my wiener.
We need more bathroom engineers.
Yes.
Like, hire somebody.
Just the one good guy, have him do all the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. Morning show. So, I need some fashion advice from y'all. I'm a grown-ass man. I work every day. I want a nice pair of overalls. You don't see many men rocking them nowadays unless they're old farmers. Should I just go for it?
Message deleted.
No. The only place that you see people wearing overalls are dumb hipsters at Coachella.
Nah, man.
You're trying to be really cool and you don't sound like you're trying to be really cool, you're just a normal guy living a normal life. No.
I feel like you rock a pair of overalls without a shirt on under it. So you just have those two straps covering the nips.
The nips.
Does that work for like chicks too?
I mean, sure.
Yes. Now that is totally different.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So Indiana Jones is on Netflix now. And I thought of something. Should Hollywood remake Indiana Jones? I mean, as long as they find the right actor or, like, the best actor to play Indiana Jones, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Message deleted.
No.
Dude, they did.
Did they?
Yes. Shia LaBeouf?
Well, he wasn't Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
They just brought him into the fold.
I mean, he was supposed to be the one that picked up the torch and carried it.
But it wasn't going to actually play Indiana Jones.
Oh, you're talking about like going back and remaking.
That's what he's talking about.
Like
a new actor for Indiana Jones. No, man.
No.
It's already been
done. Iconic roles like this never really do well. Look at what they did. I mean, almost like a perfect example would be what they did with Solo. Like, they brought in a new actor to play Han Solo, who was played by whatever his name is.
Yeah, whatever
Harrison,
his name is.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And it was not great. It wasn't.
They're never great.
You want Harrison Ford.
Yeah. It's
like when an actor becomes so, like if they ever try to recast Robert Downey Jr. in the Marvel Cinematic Universe or Chris Evans or Thor, yeah, any of these guys who were like the first ones.
You can't do it.
You can't. Maybe tertiary characters you can. Like War Machine, we went from Terrence Howard to Don Cheadle. And even that, for the first, I don't know, four films, was like, I don't know about this. And now we finally accepted it. But you can't. It's never going to get the same kind of reaction.
Also, some movies hold up over time. I think Indiana Jones is one of those.
Yeah, so leave it alone.
The first three, yeah.
Kingdom of the Lost Skull.
Yeah, it's Crystal Skull, whatever nonsense that was. It's terrible.
Yeah. But that's George Lucas has really ruined everything.
He created everything so great, and then I don't know what happened to him. Maybe he just stopped giving a damn, or maybe he just got old and uncool.
You get so much money that you don't listen to anybody else. You think that you're the genius, and it's like, hey, man, cool, you had a great idea. E.T. But even when you think about it, like the concept behind Star Wars isn't really that great. It's not. It's a Western in space. That's all it is.
That's a pretty good concept.
But you had all these actors who were amazing who came together to really breathe life into it.
It's because they were nobodies, though, until those roles. And he managed to find these incredible actors who fit those roles really well. It's great, great casting. Mm-hmm. But even when they put Samuel L. Jackson in the new Star Wars, I'm like, I don't like it.
Garbage.
He's the snakes on the plane.
You know what I'm not looking for?
He can't even deal with a snake on a plane. How's he supposed to deal with an intergalactic crisis?
OBC 2019, Night 2, June 7th, live at the Chelsea Inside the Cosmopolitan. Featured artist, ex-ambassadors.
So the showrunners for Game of Thrones are going to be doing their own Star Wars trilogy, which is why the season was cut short.
Stop it.
Garbage. Not watching that.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
All these dumb billionaires, all they want to do is go to space. You have it pretty good here on Earth, dude. Maybe relax with trying to get to outer space.
It'd be kind of cool to see outer space, man.
We got
to
get out there, man.
No, we don't.
If there's other life out there.
I would give it to you if your biggest concern with space was to do with something like, who knows what the aliens are going to look like? Are they going to look like giant scorpions, giant space spiders, giant space vampires? I don't know.
What if they're hot?
Giant space octopuses?
That's a great question, because all they would have to do to eradicate mankind is just be hot, and then as soon as we got close to them to try to get it on, kill us. And we would never stop trying.
We would still be like a hot alien?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you betcha.
Like, oh, okay, I think
let's go floating over to that thing.
So, what's your?
Well, he died, but that's because he wasn't as special as me.
Uh-huh.
That hot stripper alien's going to think that I'm going to ask for her real name.
Okay.
What is your problem with space right now?
Well, so my at the moment, there's multiple billionaires that are all about space.
Yeah,
including billionaire Richard Branson. Yes. He's moving his Virgin Galactic's winged space rocket and more than 100 employees from California to a remote commercial launch pad in southern New Mexico. But they're like super. So Southern California to New Mexico.
Well, you could probably afford to buy something other than a one-bedroom apartment that you share with seven other people for $1,200 a month.
He did say at a news conference that they are very close now to commercial space travel. So you can buy a ticket and go to space. So I hope that you losers buy tickets and go to space.
I'm gonna
get killed by hot aliens.
I'm gonna give it a minute. I'm gonna let some other people do that first.
Yeah.
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 You know, like
the work out the kinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those things.
You never know.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos also is very much involved in outer space. Blue Origin has been working on something for the past 3 years, and on Thursday, Bezos unveiled it, a giant spacecraft designed to touch down gently on the lunar surface of the moon, and a small rover with droopy camera eyes, kind of like WALL-E.
Oh, how cute.
And they want to extract the water from the moon.
We're just going to bottle that, too?
Yeah.
Charge a bazillion dollars for it?
It's going to be like the new Fiji water.
Yeah, I'll buy it. I'm a sucker for that kind of marketing.
Especially if like the bottle's really pretty.
Oh, yeah. You got a good bottle. Oh,
yeah, man.
What, you make me feel fancy while I'm walking around carrying it. That. water that tastes like all of the other water out there?
So there's that Kardashian water, the Essentia, I believe.
Kardashians have water?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't think that they're, it's well known that they own that or are investors in that, but it's a very thick and sturdy bottle. I'm like, ooh, it's almost
you,
like
a... Wait a minute. You bought the Kardashian water?
No, it was gifted to me. A buddy of mine's Southern California rep.
How was it?
Okay.
It was good.
Was it refreshing?
No, it was fine. It was pretty good. But you are impressed. It's like an Apple box. You don't throw it out. You're like, oh, I cannot.
Yeah, I better keep this just in case I need to return something. And meanwhile, you have 30 Apple boxes in your closet.
10 years. Apple boxes. Yeah. Yeah. Doing what?
So slick.
But very thick plastic. You're like, oh, this is so nice.
Meanwhile, all these billionaires are worried about outer space, and we have real problems down here on Earth, like the fact that Party City is closing 45 stores.
Oh, no.
Well, this is company something says that's it's been not
related
coming.
To a helium shortage.
Oh, it's so not?
It is not related to it.
I thought it was because of the global helium shortage.
Have you guys been in a Party City recently?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
God, they're all buttholes. Every person that works there.
Really?
You'd think that, every time that I go to Party City, they're all so angry.
It's a little depressing.
Somebody walks in, they're like, hey, can I get this balloon blew up? Like, it's going to be 4 hours, okay?
They got a lot of balloons
to blow
up,
they're all so
man.
Angry. I get it, but like, it's Party City, man. Like, everyone's... You're there
it's
to
not
get
like, it's
streamers.
Not,
what should they have? This is
crowded.
How we do it on loop and they're dancing constantly? No, that sounds
the reason
worse.
Why Party City is going out of business because y'all are grumps.
You're not party animals.
You're not partying. This is the city of parties.
Nobody likes
I
don't know.
To the Party City.
I think they don't like... They're like us, you know. It's like you're not you see all these awesome parties happening, and you never get invited. Did you invite your balloon chalet to
chalet?
Your balloon artist,
your balloon concierge. Did you invite them to your latest gathering?
No.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
You're the problem, Dave.
So you messed it up.
I'm supposed to pity invite all these angry people from Party City to come. Hey, my wife's turning 35. Do you guys know? Okay.
Okay.
Well, if you do want to come.
I'm here.
Here's the invite. Bring the healing tech.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News
Farah. Stacy is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Hey, Stacy, how are you?
Not bad. How are you guys?
Good. So tell us, how is your BS meter? Are you good at spotting fake news?
Well, I don't know about fake news, but, you know, I can weed out a little BS every now and then.
All right. Well, your job is to figure out which one of these stories is not true. All of them sound like they probably shouldn't be true. Two of them absolutely are true. Only one of them is not. And again, your job is to find the fake news. Now, Sylvia and Mahoney don't know these stories, so they can help you out, okay?
Okay.
Story number one. A 26-year-old man by the name of Bill Davis died after attempting to microwave another microwave. He did it. We shouldn't laugh because he's dead, but he... Sylvia, hold it together, man.
It's his fault.
He did a video call with his friends since they were bored, and they dared him to microwave a smaller microwave. He had an industrial size one and a smaller one at home because his dad owns an appliance store. He put one into the other and then plugged in the biggest one and started it. And it blew up. And it killed poor Bill.
R.I.P. Bill. So. Oh, God, that sounds horrible.
Oh, man.
So, like, you get the sparks, like, if you put a CD in the microwave.
Oh, my God, but imagine there's a whole other microwave.
Oh, no.
Of course, it's going to take you down.
Oh.
Story number two, a stolen truck loaded with Crisco has been recovered in South Florida. But St. Petersburg police say they don't know where the 36,000 pounds of the vegetable shortening was and if it was still inside of the tractor trailer, which was found abandoned. The truck was destined for a Publix distribution center in Lakeland when it was reported stolen. Authorities say the stolen tractor was a 2005 red Volvo. You don't see a lot of Volvo semis out there. But
occasionally. They're the fancier ones, I believe, right?
I had the, I think so. Had the Florida tag and the business name NS Express LLC on both sides of the cab. The trailer was a white Hyundai. I don't know why they decided to tell us the make and model of the trailer, but they ended up finding it. But the 36,000 pounds of Crisco still missing.
Oh, God.
That's, what a caper. I mean, just go to find somebody who's, you know, maybe gained a lot of weight in the last few weeks unexpectedly.
Yeah, it's funny that you say gaining a lot of weight, because that brings us to our final story, also from Florida. There's a 38-year-old by the name of George Jolliker. He is a 600-pound Florida man, and he was arrested for scamming restaurants out of food, but then deemed too fat to be in prison. And he weighs so much, they say, because of his criminal eating habits. In one episode, he ordered 5 milkshakes, but then complained the milk was bad, so he shouldn't have to pay. In the incident that finally tripped him up, he ordered $50 of beef jerky, ate all but a few strips, and then sent the rest back before leaving. That's when the jerky store called the cops. Police arrived at his Sanford, Florida home, and they heard a man trying to impersonate a female claiming George wasn't home. And that's when they heard a real female shout, "George, just turn yourself in!"
Oh, God. Oh, God.
George avoided jail time because it would be too expensive to house him. He's already eaten himself into his own cell, it seems.
Oh, God.
He's almost bedridden and breathes with the help of a respirator. But again, 600 pounds, too fat for jail.
I mean, I've heard stories like that before.
Again, only one of these is not real.
Oh, God.
So we have the microwave inside of the microwave. Stop it, Sylvia. We have the 36,000 pounds of missing Crisco.
That's definitely real.
And we have the too fat for jail.
I feel like that's real, too.
Yeah.
I feel like the microwave inside the microwave, man. That can't be real.
That's what
can it?
Really, you know, I mean, there are dumb people out there.
That's going to do some things, but.
I mean, I like, you know, I mean, I can see a guy whose dad owns an appliance store possibly.
You're like, I've got all
that.
These extra microwaves but laying around. What should I do with them?
Do we think that it would blow up, though? That's the question.
All right, Stacy.
How he would have fit it in there?
Well, it was an industrial size microwave and then a smaller one, so
it could possible. Yeah,
but again, 3 stories: microwave inside of the microwave, 36,000 pounds of Crisco, too fat for jail. George, just turn yourself in. George isn't here right now.
I'm from the South, and Crisco is like valuable stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like that could.
All right, it's time for you to make a guess. Which one is the fake news?
I want to say, oh gosh, Sylvia. What, I mean. The microwave inside the microwave sounds...
All right, final answer?
Yeah.
You are correct.
Okay.
Thankfully, because heartless ass Sylvia over here laughing her ass off at
his fault.
Dead 26-year-old Bill.
KXDEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative. X107.5.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Boy, things have gone off the rails here for Britney Spears, and
it's
this
really
sucks
sad.
Because there is a Free Britney movement that has started on social media, and she is now participating in it. So Britney Spears has done an about-face and is now telling a judge that her father, Jamie Spears, who has been her conservator ever since she had that meltdown, and what year was that? That was like
2007?
It was like over 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
He's been the conservator of her whole estate and looking out for her for over a decade now, ever since she had all those problems. And she's saying that her dad committed her to a mental health facility a month ago against her will and forced her to take drugs. And Lynn Spears' lawyer echoed the allegation. So Lynn is the ex-wife of Jamie, who's the parents of Britney
Spears.
So
obviously there's some...
There's some strife in the family.
Yeah.
Fighting going on, and they're using their daughter, who seems to be a pawn in all of this, to try to get at each other, which is just really, really
low.
Disgusting.
So she spent 30 days at the LA mental health facility after she started going downhill. And again, credit to her for trying to take control of, you know, her life. But I guess she'd stopped taking the drugs that kept her stable. And she started working with doctors, and they were unable to find the right combination to help her. Jamie Spears does not have the right under the conservatorship to either commit her or force her to take drugs against her will. Of course, he doesn't.
And if the rehab facility were to do that, to hold her against her will or force her to take those drugs, it would be illegal.
It's false imprisonment.
Yeah.
It's to me, this is troubling. This is way more troubling than... having the wherewithal to go commit yourself or to decide that, like, hey, I need to, you know, get a refresher, because that's what she was saying. She's like, hey, you know, I just need some time to, you know, figure some stuff out with my family
and
get your mental health in line. But this, the fact that they're now claiming that it's against her will, all of that seems very kind of far-fetched.
Well, the judge took no action on the part of Brittany, and he said that he's going to have an expert evaluate her, and until that happens, there's going to be no change in the conservatorship. So even after 11-plus years, a judge is saying, hey, like, it doesn't seem like you are totally in control right now, so
still,
let's keep this conservatorship in place. Yeah. It's unfortunate this is happening, because I've been rooting for her ever since she had that meltdown. Mm. Box office, it's just going to be a tough time if you're trying to release a movie and make it a hit movie, because Avengers Endgame pulled in another $63 million this past weekend, whereas Pokemon Detective Pikachu came out, huge opening, and still doesn't even hit number one, $58 million. $58 million and still can't hit number one.
Detective Pikachu killed it worldwide as well. They made $170 million worldwide. I don't know about you. I'm not a huge Pokemon fan because we're a little too old when it came out. But
I'm a huge Ryan Reynolds fan.
I love Ryan Reynolds, which is why I'm going to go see that movie.
Are you going to go see it?
It's getting... The critic gave it 63% fresh, but the audience is at 85%.
Well, of course. Like, if you're my age, or like Ian's age, you were a fan of Pokemon. And you want to see Pikachu live action.
How much did it make worldwide?
$170 million.
Total budget for that movie was $150 million. Opening weekend, done.
Done.
Wow.
Already surpassed it. That's
going to
crush.
I don't know if Avengers Endgame is going to be able to hold it off again this week, because John Wick Chapter 3 is coming out. And that is 98% fresh as of right now, like the pre-screenings with all the critics. But the fact that they've made over $700 million already is pretty damn impressive. Still a little bit off of the Star Wars movie, though. Still got about another $200 million to go if you want to break that all-time record. I don't know if they have $200 million more dollars in the, you know, and it left to be able to pass the latest Star Wars movie.
So the Clooneys managed to get even richer. George and Amal Clooney saw their wealth grow by $13 million last year after Hollywood star was named as one of the world's highest paid actors. The couple have a joint marital fortune of $351 million, according to the Sunday Times Rich List. You know what's wild to me is that you look at that, you go, man, $351 million. How impressive. Yeah. And then you think George Clooney has $351 million with his wife combined wealth. And that 24-year-old dummy in Wisconsin who just hit Powerball now has more money than George Clooney and his wife combined.
Yeah, but that George Clooney is going to continue to have money. We don't know if that the guy in Wisconsin who won the $1 billion or whatever it was, damn near, is going to be able to hold on to that. If you're wondering right now, Powerball back to $250 million.
So the point is, don't work hard. Just keep buying lottery tickets.
Mega Millions. It'll hit. Mega Millions at $316
okay.
million right now.
You know who could use some money? Who's R. Kelly. I hope he never gets it, but he needs it because now he has gotten to the point. And I didn't think he could get worse.
Take that $316 million, put it in change, and then drop it on him. Here you go.
His daughter is now saying that she has been cut off by her dad. He has stopped paying for her tuition. He says, no. Another lie, I'm sure. He says it's because he never got the bills, you guys, and he didn't know if she was still enrolled.
Uh-huh.
There's no way to find that sort of information out. There's not like a communication device, like a phone.
Shocking. Water is wet, the sky is blue, and R. Kelly is a douchebag.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What is the situation that you're in? And maybe you put yourself there, maybe it's just a happenstance that you ended up in that situation that you can't believe that you survived. Nick on our Facebook at Dave Mahoney said, buddy of mine passed out at the wheel, went over the embankment, got airborne, and we landed upside down. This is on a big turn near Harris and Laughlin. 20 more feet to the right, and we would have cartwheeled the car all the way down to the river.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is insane.
I always had that fear of, like, passing out or something happening while you're driving fast on the highway. Even sneezing on the highway is damn near...
I could see that.
I white knuckled the wheel. Yeah. It's like the sneeze.
You don't know how powerful your sneeze is.
Feel like I'm grabbing on to do 8 seconds on a bowl.
Got texted this one at 73100. Spun out in the middle of a busy freeway because of a patch of black ice. Oh. Didn't hit a single person and only slightly damaged my bumper.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's when you're like, I'm
thank
such
you.
A good driver.
Like, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Driving gods.
Yeah.
Out there for this one.
This one, going back to our Facebook page, Ashley said, can't believe I survived my ex. We've all been there.
I feel like, yeah. That's a
this one is nutty. Beverly said, stranded in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. We were snorkeling, and the boat was far away. We tried to swim to it. Not a chance. Tried to swim to a volcanic rock against the current. I was so scared before the rescue boat came. Our boat that took us out there had dropped anchor, and it broke and didn't work. The boat was drifting because a guy couldn't start it. He had to radio for us to be rescued and pull the boat back. Mm-mm. It was a few hours of panic. I was pregnant and had my 11-year-old with me. There was barracudas, and we were in the middle of the Atlantic.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, my gosh.
Hell no.
Also, maybe not a great idea, whoever your snorkeling guide is, to take you to the barracuda-infested water. What the hell, man?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Pregnant lady and 11-year-old. Yeah. Barracuda Bay, yes.
All right, more of your calls and posts coming up. What can't you believe that you survived?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Things that you can't believe that you survived. Maybe it was something that you did to yourself, put yourself in a bad situation. Maybe it was just totally random. Maybe it was a natural disaster. Karen said, jumping into the deep end of a pool in a trash can. The pressure collapsed the can around me, and I almost drowned. My friends that were thankfully there rolled the trash can into the shallow end when the suction finally released me. I've never thought about jumping into the deep end of a pool in a trash can. And thank you, Karen, for reminding me that that would be a bad idea.
Probably
should I
a bad
ever
idea, huh?
be given the opportunity to do so.
It seems like something wouldn't be too dangerous, right?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like...
Like maybe used it as a flotation device?
No, like it would float.
Dane said, backyard wrestling stunts.
Oh, my God,
remember when that was all the hottest? That was all the rage.
Was that all the rage?
I mean, that's... there was a lot of kids in the Midwest, especially, that... Isn't that how Jackass started?
Not really.
I don't know.
Kinda?
Not really.
No?
But, like, I remember as a kid always hearing, like, don't just try this at home and, like, all the wrestling, like, home wrestling videos.
Dave, I think that's mostly from, like, your part of the country, right? The Carolinas?
No, it's the Midwest.
Is really?
You saw a lot. I mean, those things happened. But it was definitely like, that was like the 90s.
It was the 90s when the WWE had gotten really big. Like, and for our generation that came up with it, we all decided, you know, when we got to a certain age that we were going to start trying some of this stuff in our backyard. And I just remember those videos were all over the place. It was, you know, it was pre-YouTube or any of that stuff. Yeah. And people used to pass around like the VHS tapes of all the crazy.
But it was nuts.
Kids jumping off roofs through tables, hitting each other with chairs.
It was nothing like WWE.
Real, man. It was real.
It was real.
Real to me.
Melissa said, getting hit while walking in an intersection crosswalk by an SUV when I was 18. Oh, not only did I survive, I didn't even break a single bone. You got hit by an SUV?
Oh, my God.
I feel like that would be bad for me. Like, if I get hit by an SUV.
Like, am I a superhero?
Yeah, you're like, I'm pretty much invincible.
If you get hit by a SUV and nothing happens, like, can he even sue?
Right? Oh, man. This one got texted over to us. Strapping a bunch of bottle rockets to my rollerblades.
X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
A situation that you cannot believe that you survived. Kimberly joining us this morning here on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. What's up?
Hey, so this didn't happen to me. This happened to my husband. When he was a kid, like 6 or 7, he was car surfing on his mom's boyfriend's car.
Wait, did you say 6 or 7?
Yeah, he was car surfing on the car because he was trying to get out. Because there was something going on between him and his mom and his boyfriend, and I don't remember the whole story. But the point is, he was trying to get out, and then when he saw the car was about to crash, he was able to get back in just in time.
Oh, my God.
And then from there, he went on to, as in the past few years since my husband's been alive, he's been run over 7 times.
Keep him off the roads. Jesus, Kimberly.
Yeah, I don't know. My husband has made a really strong stuff because he literally just pretty much walks it off. And also another adventure he had when he was a kid, when he lived in San Luis Obispo, he was skating down this huge, long, like, this dip. He ended up, skateboard shirtless, and then he ended up landing bad, and he had, like, a whole nasty gash on his arm, which to this day, He still has a scar, and he still talks very proudly about that day.
Does like, your husband love to jaywalk or something? Like, yeah, like get hit by seven cars.
Does he love running at night in all black clothing?
No, he walks in like the sidewalks, or he's supposed to. He waits, and he still gets hit no matter what.
Or is this one of those like Russian dash cam scams where he like just throws himself onto a car?
Well, yeah, wasn't that in Better Call Saul in the first season? All right, Kimberly, thanks for the call today. We appreciate you. Speaking of car surfing, Warren said when I was 16, I decided to sit on the hood of my friend's car when he went 70 miles per hour. And then his brakes failed.
Oh, my God.
And he cut the wheel to avoid oncoming traffic. I flew off, took three steps while crossing the road, balled up, slid for a bit. When I finally stopped, I was about 3 feet from a tree trunk.
Why do we always feel that that is a good idea? To, like, ride on either the roof or the, you know, I feel like we've seen enough videos now to know that these end in horrible, horrible ways.
Jordan said, as kids, my brother and I would climb trees in our backyard. One time, I was bouncing on a branch, because of course I was, and it snapped, and I fell headfirst toward the ground. Luckily, there was a forked branch that caught my ankle just before I hit the ground. My brother then had to come rescue me.
Ooh. Oh,
my like, God. At that point, like, do you just turn your life over to Jesus?
Take me, Jesus.
Yep.
I mean, a one forked branch right before you crush your neck into the ground? Unbelievable. Going back to our Facebook here, Ethan said, fell asleep behind the wheel during a road trip. All I remember is setting the cruise in the far left lane and then hitting the rumble strip in the far right lane.
Oh,
luckily, we were the only ones on the road.
Oh my God.
Cody said, once when I was 9, a stranger drugged me while a different one stabbed me in the back of the neck while 3 others stood around and helped. Brain surgery was weird. Cody, what were you doing at 9 years old where you're getting drugged? Well, you know what? Never mind. Your name is Cody. Of course, that was happening to you at 9.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We all have done dumb things that we probably shouldn't have survived. Our buddy Jared texted this one to us. When we were younger, Steve and Neil and I would do a thing called tray surfing. You ever heard of this?
What's
where
that?
We'd steal trays from various fast food establishments, then tie a rope to a car and tray surf down the road while holding on. It's so stupid, man.
Why?
What are you doing?
I feel like a lot of the... Do you feel like some of this has gone away, though? Because you're just, you know, you would do stuff like this because you were bored.
And you also didn't really know better. Now, all you have to do is YouTube some idiot car surfing or tray surfing.
Yeah.
And you
can
see what happens.
The results.
Yeah.
The guy opening the door in his car to like stick his head out. You remember that one? And then just hitting the parked car.
Bonk. Yep.
Like that will be forever ingrained in his head and mine.
Survived a semi truck rear-ending me. I was not wearing a seatbelt.
Oh my God.
How about this? Was at my girlfriend's house in the middle of doing things that you do naked when her ex-husband burst through the door with a .44 Magnum in his hand. He took a shot at me, and a few minutes later, while I'm standing there naked, he missed me by an inch, so not sure how he missed, but he had a moment of reflection and he let me leave. As soon as I got outside, I called 911 because my girlfriend and her kids were still inside. Luckily, no one got shot.
Hold up. You're having sexy time, middle of the day, with the kids home?
Hell yeah.
I don't blame the guy for busting in with a .44 Magnum.
He's like, get your .22 out of here. You little pea shooter. Chrissy, what's up?
Hi. Yeah, I was letting you guys know that in 2010, here in Vegas, my daughter and I, she was 4 years old. I was driving her to her preschool, and it was after the first rain in October. So the streets are pretty slippery, and we rolled my truck 2.5 times on Sahara and the 15 freeway right there.
Oof.
And
you rolled your truck with your daughter inside?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Back window burst out like somebody shot it with a shotgun, and everybody thought that we had fallen from the overpass that goes over the top of Sahara. So we walked away with only one scratch on my foot and only one car in the accident, so we didn't have to get in trouble with law.
Well, big shout out to whoever made her car seat. Jesus.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, wow. How scary. Thanks for the call today.
That's insane.
Jessica joining us this morning. This one takes you back to middle school?
Yeah, we used to live in Colorado, and it would get really cold in the winters. There was a lake between our school and our house. to get across faster was walk across the lake, me and my brother. And one of the days we were walking across, I fell through.
Oh, my God.
How? I mean, like, this was like a real, like, deep lake?
Did you go underwater? Well,
yeah, I went underwater.
Is it true that when you go underwater and it's frozen that you can't see where the opening is?
No, it was a giant hole.
Giant hole, all right. Okay. Because I've always heard that, like, if you fall through the lake, as soon as you go underwater, you look up and you can't tell where the hole is. That's but scary. Thankfully, that's not the case. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be on the phone with us right now.
Are you a ghost?
No. My brother was there. And luckily, as soon as the ice, because every time I kept trying to pull myself up, the ice would break. But as soon as it stopped breaking, my brother pulled me out.
How bad did you get yelled at by your parents?
I don't even know if we told them because my mom was a single mom, so she wouldn't be home by the time me and my brother got home from school. And I think we just walked back home, and he ran a bath for me because he's like, we had each other. And
sure.
Yeah, I mean, it sucked. It sucked really bad.
Oh, my God.
Jessica, thanks for the call today. Glad you are not a ghost.
Yeah, I am too.
Nikki sent this one over. Here's a story for you. My first day of college, just before I'm getting my driver's license, I got into a 5-car accident. I hit my head in the windshield, and I was pronounced dead at the scene. I was about halfway dead until the ambulance showed up and shocked me back to life. I had to get 4 stitches in my head. This happened 3 years ago, and I am also very grateful for not being dead.
Is that Nikki 6? Is that
seriously?
And a final one here. I farted and made my girlfriend throw up, almost died laughing.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Just got a nice text message to the Centennial Toyota text line. Have you guys given Ian a pat on the back for holding down the fort last week while you guys were away?
I was here last week as well.
You were not here last week.
I was.
You came in on Friday with Hardee's.
You mean Carl's Jr.
Carl's or whatever.
Jr., excuse me.
And you came in just to drink beer.
Yeah, I was here. That counts as a work day.
Sure does.
Don't need to fill out a vacation request form for that.
Thank you very much, Ian, for holding things down while we were away.
Thank you guys for coming back.
You did a fantastic job. Now, this text message did come from somebody that has the same area code as Ian's phone, but I'm sure it's just a coincidence.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I was at an appointment yesterday, and I swear to God, the receptionist burped right in my face. Right in the middle of the sentence, she let this big one rip, and I felt the warm air seriously go into my face. I mean, I felt really bad for her because she was so embarrassed, but I still hate her for letting that happen.
Message deleted.
Hey, man, you're in her world, you know? That's her little bubble right there.
I know,
there.
But you can also, like, you know, move your head to the side.
It's like when the Uber driver farts in their car. It's like, I get that it's your car, but, like, I'd appreciate it.
There's other
if you
people
didn't.
In your car, man.
But at the same time...
That's a one star. That's a one star.
That's a one star.
If you
a one star fart in the car.
If you don't roll down the windows, that's a one star.
Or maybe a heads up.
What do you say?
Hey guys,
EL incoming.
Duck.
Or outgoing.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What's the most badass animal combination that you guys can think of? Right off the top of my head, I think like a lion with eagle wings and maybe the tail and fire abilities of a dragon is probably pretty cool.
Is that a chimera?
That's like 72 animals. Like, yeah. I thought you were talking about like 2 animals.
I feel like that's a chimera.
If you put like a leopard with a king cobra's head on it, like that would be pretty badass.
What's the butt and what's the head?
Can't we just go with like the head
of a king cobra?
Oh, okay.
There's a dumb slithering snake that has a leopard face.
I want a dog sloth. A slog. Yeah, because it would just like, I don't want one of these horrible killing creatures that can, you know, it's going to be an apex predator.
You want something
to all
cute.
Of us. Yeah, I want something that's super cuddly and lazy like me.
Just lays around and hangs out with you, a slog?
Yeah, slog.
I feel like that's what you'd do in the toilet.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys played a little snippet where a Subaru hit a bucket. I was behind them, and I got hit with all the bucket disintegration. So me and the Subaru went around the white truck because it was going to drop some more stuff. So I sped up to get around them, and I got popped with a $300 ticket for going 83 and a 65. Oh. That was a great morning. screw you, Subaru and cop and truck.
Message deleted.
Trucks dropping stuff out of the back. I was behind a truck that was dropping firewood one time, and I was in a Toyota Celica.
Even those construction trucks that are spraying rocks everywhere.
I love how they have the
little sign like, "We're not responsible." Like, who is?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are. Yes, that's you.
The only reason that's there is to try to like mitigate liability so you won't call. But if your truck is dropping things on the highway, causing damage, you are responsible. Like putting a little sign somewhere, like does not abscond you of all sorts of liability.
Yeah, I just wear a shirt when I go out drinking that says "not responsible for everything I'm doing tonight"?
KXTE FM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas, live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative X107.5.
I had a friend hit a couch once.
Hit a couch
on the highway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in a Honda Accord.
It wasn't like a fold-out couch, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Destroyed the car.
Oh, boy.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
You know, I really can't blame this guy. The dude from Alexander, New York, which is kind of right between Rochester and Buffalo.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
He was driving down the road.
Okay.
And a spider jumped onto his leg.
Yep.
About 1:30 p.m. And so he flipped his vehicle.
Yeah, I'm okay with all of that.
He became frightened and tried to get the spider off his leg. Ended up reportedly driving off the road, hitting an embankment, and then flipping his car. Authorities say, thankfully, no one was injured in the incident, which came about a month after another person in New York totaled her car and injured her leg, also because she spotted a spider inside of her vehicle.
I've got a fear. So sometimes, like, I don't know about you, you don't eat out nearly as often as I do or bring food home.
You mean 3 or 4 times a day?
You know.
Very few people do.
But what I do, I don't like to leave the windows open because it leaves that smell of whatever
that
in the
delicious
car.
Delicious smell.
Yeah. Like no, it's not. That's not. It's fine in the moment, but like
if you're an insect, it's delicious.
The morning after you walk in there and you're like, oh, but I roll down the windows of my car in the garage.
What are you doing? If I was any sort of creature, I would be like, I'm gonna crawl inside this glorious smelling Toyota Avalon.
But that's my fear is that a spider is gonna hold up residence in there, and I'm gonna be driving, and next thing you know, arachnophobia happens.
Because like you're trapped when you're driving, and then there's like a spider or like maybe a bee.
Did you see the video of the girl that was in the back seat filming her dad that was floating around last week, and there was this huge spider like right on the side of his seat while he was driving?
I missed that.
He's like, get it off, and it drops down.
Oh god.
Where did it go?
I feel like this is one of those situations like where you're like, I'm just going to crash this into the median.
Yeah.
Yep. It's like, I got to take the spider out. You know, there is going to be some collateral damage, but it's going to be worth it.
It's just like dog in the mountain.
Yep.
So cops in Largo, Florida, got a call from a Burger King earlier this week about a 35-year-old named Jemay Westcott, who's actually an attractive woman.
Yeah.
And she was fighting with the staff and refused to leave the Burger King bathroom.
She had a big... Digital Underground fan?
I don't know.
What's going on here?
When she got to jail, though, the guards figured out why she may have been a little combative. Mm-hmm. They found 7 syringes filled with some kind of drugs in her lady parts.
Lady? That's not
cool.
Yeah,
that seems like a lot of syringes, doesn't it?
Get a purse.
Get a fanny pack. Anything.
Yeah. Like,
put it in your pocket.
If you're going to get arrested, they search everything. Everything.
Just
it's
lady.
Much easier if they were in a pocket or a backpack.
I mean,
anywhere.
Can you imagine them like one? Oh, there's not 2, 3. Like you got a clown for JJ, lady. What is going on here? 4, 5, 6. A guy from.
Oh God.
Menominee? How do you say that again?
That would be Menominee Falls.
Menominee Falls in Wisconsin. Menominee? On Friday, stole 24 bottles of Hennessy, valued at $1,500 from a Costco. He just loaded it up into his vehicle along with a security system and drove off. He put it all into his kick-ass minivan with Minnesota plates.
Mm-hmm.
He's been arrested. Police do not release his name or the charges he faces. He also stole the home surveillance system, so tacking on even more value to the $1,500 worth of booze.
I mean, it was an entire case of Hennessy.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize. So I would say buying your liquor at Costco is a pretty reasonable I would say. I didn't realize that the gallon of Hennessy was $62 a piece.
$62?
That's what 24 bottles divided by 1,500 comes out to.
And finally, video released by the Florida Highway Patrol show a man driving westbound on I-4 while sitting out of his sunroof in his car. So basically, like, was standing up out of his sunroof while
he's
driving.
He's doing the Titanic.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing the Rose and Jack minus Rose. But his car was going, yeah, he was just straight jacking. Police 70 miles an hour, man.
Police arrested the 70-year-old man after an off-duty cop recorded the man doing the actions. While following the driver, the off-duty deputy says the vehicle driven by Olson was going more than 100 miles per hour. And when questioned why he was doing it, he said, it's because he hates his wife. She treats me like a servant, and she's the mistress, and I'm tired of this S. I'd rather go to jail than go back home to her.
Yeah, Rose, get off that damn door. Make room.
So, if you thought your wife was mean and pissed before, you are definitely going to be jacking it now.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The guy filming this, though, is what blew me away. Yep. Like, if there's a guy doing the Titanic 100 miles an hour on a Florida freeway, don't film it. Like,
he was an off-duty cop.
But he's filming it with his phone right
now. He's like, hell yeah, man. I'm a world star. I'm getting this, man.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Jim the Bird Manhunt.
This has been a serious problem for Ian. He lost one of his dear friends. Jim the Birdman has become very close to us here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Ian first met him as he was standing on the corner of a street and being paid by a union to protest, like a couple bucks an hour.
Yep.
And he'd become friends with the pigeons that were hanging out outside of the Burger King where he was close to. And we realized, like, it wasn't a parody. Like, he actually does have a real love for his pigeons and became very close with the birds. And he's a fascinating individual. We loved hearing from him, and that's why Ian would spend so much time talking to Jim the Birdman. But Jim the Birdman has gone missing.
He has, Dave. And to be honest with you, I have no idea where he went, because he's a very simple man. He lives in an abandoned motel. He repairs guitars and amplifiers. He doesn't really have many friends besides the hundreds of pigeons that hang outside his house. So I couldn't really think of anywhere else he would be. He doesn't speak of family very often.
Doesn't have a cell phone.
No cell phone. So where could he be besides his house?
Right.
Now, that is where I began the Jim the Bird manhunt. Pretty much all I did was just hang around his apartment and just ask people, hey, where's Jim?
Well, and you ran into some pretty interesting people.
Oh, definitely. So in this particular clip here, in part one, I actually talked to his neighbor. Now, his neighbor is a extremely old man. I would say he looks about 109 years old.
All right. Okay.
Very young.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Bit of a recluse as well? Doesn't talk to a lot of people?
He does collect cans. That's his main source of income. But I was only able to talk to him because I bought him a cinnamon roll and some oatmeal cream pies.
Okay.
Now, he is, extremely old. I didn't get much out of him, but it's an interesting look. And then I also talked to a guy who passes by Jim's motel every single day on the way to the bus.
Okay.
And then I did get a hot lead from the convenience store worker from down the road.
Okay.
Jim the Birdman Hunt starts right now.
All right, so I'm at Jim's house, but unfortunately, Jim is still not here, but I did happen upon his neighbor.
That's our guy. He's a neighbor. He picks up cans.
How are you, sir?
All right.
You didn't want to talk to me unless I bought you some sweets. You got quite the sweet tooth, don't you?
Yeah.
I got you a cinnamon roll and then some oatmeal cream pies. Which one are you going to eat first?
I don't know. Whatever one I eat.
So how long have you lived in this building?
Lived down here?
Mm-hmm.
Long time.
What do you think of Jim, your neighbor guy, the big guy with all the pigeons?
Nah.
What do you mean by nah?
No, I don't know him that well.
Okay, well, what about the pigeons? Do you like the pigeons?
No, the pigeons I don't like. I don't know, you know, the dirty pigeons they are.
They're more like homeless puppy dogs, though.
Yeah, but
well, that's what Jim says, at least. When was the last time you saw Jim?
I haven't seen him in a while.
Last time I saw him, he was back on the sauce, so he was drinking again. And now I haven't seen him in a month, man, so
I haven't seen him at all.
Should we just go into his house and see if he's in there? But I need you to break down the door, man. You got bigger arms than I do. All right, well, do me a favor, sir. I'll probably be back in the next couple of days or so. If you do see Jim, can you please let me know?
Yeah.
All right, enjoy your sweets.
Yeah, okay.
My God, are you a diabetic?
No.
You're about to be after those. I happened upon a gentleman who says, now you live at one of the motels
kind of down the road from Jim.
Every day I walk to my bus stop, I see Jim, I say hi to him.
How do you feel about the pigeons? Are you a fan of pigeons?
No, I hate pigeons. All birds, bald eagles, anything with wings.
Damn. Now, have you seen him in the last couple of days, weeks, or anything like that?
No, it's been about a couple of weeks since I seen Jim.
Now, Jim, obviously, he's a part of your life. Now, why do you want him to come back?
I'm afraid the pigeon's going to attack me.
Okay, so I've found another lead. I have found a gentleman who works at the convenience store over by his house. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, man. So I had heard to talk to the skinnier dude with the nice hair. So, and you do have some nice hair.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. I really do.
I'm looking for the guy who has all the pigeons. Now, are you familiar with this dude?
Oh, of course.
Does he frequent your particular convenience store often?
All the time.
So, tell me you have seen him lately.
Well, about 2 days ago.
Wait, 2 days ago? What time of day was this?
About noon.
Okay, how did he seem?
Well, his hair was everywhere. He was drunk at noon and on a Monday afternoon and...
Did he buy anything?
Oh, he bought beer and ran off with some taquitos.
Do you see which way he went?
No.
If you see him, please let me know. And seriously, your hair's really nice.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
That was Little John, right?
From the windows to the walls.
The window. Yeah.
Till the blank, 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 right. My blank. Right.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So I have a couple of stories about bears. Multiple bear stories. Ready for this?
Are we talking real bears?
Real bears.
Or are we talking about a lifestyle bear?
A lifestyle. Which you've always considered yourself to be a good potential bear.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
No, real actual bears. In New Jersey, there was a bear brawl outside of a guy's house that was all caught on camera. A New Jersey man caught the two bears fighting right outside of his house on the camera. New Jersey doesn't strike me like when you think of places that are, there's lots of bears.
Ridden with bears?
Yeah, but yeah, I guess there's lots of bears in New Jersey, certain parts of it. He realized after reviewing the video footage that the bears can be seen attacking, wrestling, and scratching each other. Most of it all happening on their hind legs. Mm-hmm. And he believes it all started because there was a female bear that was close by and they were both vying for her attention.
Oh.
Glad that we aren't the only stupid animals that do stupid things to try to get the attention of women. But I feel like he missed an opportunity to call this bear brawl. I feel like you got to combine those two. It would be like a brawl.
Brawl. If he was a character in Game of Thrones, he'd be Robert Baratheon. Baratheon?
No.
Stretch.
Right. What'd you say?
Barrel.
Yeah,
Barrel.
That one's good.
Baratheon? No? Screw you guys, man.
Dude, their,
I got all excited
their
about
house thing was like a deer or an elk or something, man.
I guess you're right. Okay. So a man claims that a bear is in cahoots with his dog. I love this story even more. So this guy named Jesse Jordan took to Twitter blasting his idiot dog, Brickleberry. First off, your fault for naming your dog Brickleberry. He's not going to be the smartest dog you've ever had if his name is Brickleberry. Because this bear has been taking deer bones and giving it to his dog to distract Brickleberry so that way he can go dig in the trash.
Hell yeah.
Quote, my idiot furry son Brickleberry has one job at night, bark at things that make him go away. Easy, right? You'd think so. Jordan said that his tweet actually has picked up some steam. Been retweeted 82,000 times. He shared photos of his pooch munching on two large bones that Jordan said he didn't purchase. A third shows garbage strewn across his porch that was supposedly done by the black bear. Now, there's no real proof of these bribes occurring mm-hmm. between the dog and the bear,
yeah.
But this dog somehow gets hooked up with these deer bones, and next thing you know, bear rooting through all the trash. I think, you know what? If your dog Brickleberry is in cahoots with the bear, what are you going to do about it, Jordan?
You know what you need to do?
Nothing.
You need to pay your dog more.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that bear
Treat
is figuring
better.
It out. This is how the world works, Jordan.
You've never been pulled over in Mexico, have you?
No, you have not.
No, you have not. Bribes work, bro. And finally, a live stream blogger, some idiot chick, was eating a live octopus on camera. Did you guys hear about this?
I
watched the video.
You watched the video? Yeah. Well, so she's trying to eat the octopus alive, and it pretty horribly backfires on her because the creature starts fighting back with its tentacles, which of course it would.
Because it's in
you're
danger.
Eating it yes. alive, and so, yes, it's going to fight your face.
And we have the audio if you'd like to hear it.
So, to paint the picture, she's got like one tentacle in her mouth.
Yeah.
And then the other tentacles are like wrapped around her face and like the suction cups.
The suction cups. Yeah. She's like,
it's like pulling her skin and it just, ugh.
Of course, she's, you know, being way too extra about it and talking about how her face is disfigured after it. I mean, it did have like a little mark on it.
Dramatic.
But what's really amazing is she says she's going to try it again.
God, she's so stupid.
Listen to how it went the first time.
I'm glad the octopus won this round.
Me too. This sounds like me when my wife leaves town for a weekend. And I have to spend some time by myself.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Or toddler.
Jason is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Jason? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Thank you. How are you?
Doing good. So what do you have more experience with, kids or drunk people?
Drunk people, for sure.
Okay. All right. So all of these things were said by either that, a tipsy person or a toddler, and you're just trying to figure out which one. And the reason it's tricky is because we're just going to read you the actual words that were verbatim said, and then you have to make your guess. After you make your guess, we'll tell you whether you're right or wrong and you get the point. Then we'll actually play you the audio of what was said. Mahoney, if you're ready, take it away with number one.
Oh, two. And man, yeah. No, the new ones. You don't even know what it is. And don't be telling. Take me a day or two for them. I'm fine. A new car.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
Tipsy.
Tipsy is correct on the board with one. Well done.
Nice.
Looking for 3 out of 5, Sylvia, on to number two.
John and Randy were 5. They were 10. No, just 30. They wiped their butts.
What? Okay. Tipsy or toddler?
I couldn't really hear it.
All right, one more time.
Do it again.
Sylvia?
John and Randy were 5. They were 10. No, just 30. They wiped their butts.
Tipsy or toddler?
Toddler.
Toddler is correct. 2 for 2. On to number 3. You can win it right here. You got the good, man. Wah, kid, man. Kid of no keep a da balloon. You know mean? Yeah, I got a balloon in my hand.
Oh. Is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
Toddler.
Toddler is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was tricky.
Here we go. Let's have a listen.
You got the good one. Yeah, man. You can't don't give it a balloon. You hear me? Yeah. I'm going to get a balloon in my hand.
All right.
Was that guy doing an accent or did he just have an accent?
I think he was just doing an accent. Not great.
Maybe.
All right,
maybe.
Mahoney.
Okay, here we go.
Still can get the win here with the next one correct.
You read right. For gun. And they look big. Yeah, everybody. Everybody go room and make notes in Lauren's room and woo!
All right. Tipsy or toddler, my friend?
Tipsy.
Tipsy is incorrect. That was surprisingly, that was a toddler. Let's have a listen.
And I keep out in my room and woohoo!
child.
That kid is hammered. He is schnockered for sure.
That is a drunk ass.
All right. Two correct, two incorrect. Fifth and final one. You must get this one right for the win.
It's a guy to drive by. He liked. Then they're done. And then it was done. Do you got a light to take a nap? Light and butt. What is with being reading butt stuff?
Right. All right. Tips of your toddler for the win.
Oh, it's kind of hard to hear. I'm going to say toddler.
Toddler for the win is correct. You did it. All right, here we go. What? Another drunk kid. What is going on today?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
I always like being able to share a story like this where the headline talks about the Las Vegas housing market stabilizing as opposed to, you know, going off of a cliff like it did 10 years ago, 12 years
ago.
Or
just shooting up so fast that it makes your head spin.
According to a report released last week by the Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors, the median house price for existing single-family homes through MLS was $300,000 during April. The number represents no change from March, but it's up about 4% year over year from the median price. For February, the median price came in at $296,000. Median price for a local condo is $170,000, up 2%, about 10% from April of 2018. April marks the fourth month since the same month in 2012 that an annual percentage increase has been as low as 3.8%. So about 22% of all properties sold in April were purchased with cash, a decrease of more than 5% from the same a month.
I don't love that.
What's that?
That means if you're coming in buying all cash, you know, are these real properties? Are these just investment properties that you're getting from, you know, overseas?
No, it's saying that it's a decrease of more than 5% from the same month in 2018. Okay. So that's actually going down. So there's less investors flooding the market and the price is staying about the same. So it's not this crazy shooting up and down. Okay. Like you said, generally tends to be a good thing as it stabilizes the market.
We need things to, like I said, growth is good, but steady growth as opposed to this exponential, I've got a rocket under me growth, because when you have that, the rocket stops and then you crash back down and it's not great. By the way, the market, if you're paying
speaking
attention
of
to
things
the,
that are not great
to
today,
the Dow Jones down almost 600 points as of right now this morning. So
still pretty early.
Hey, 401k, how you doing?
See you later.
Yeah, it's been nice. Nice.
Hope you enjoyed your weekend.
Is this what it's like? You check is the Dow Jones checking their bank account on Monday?
Yeah, you're like, after, oh man, what did I do this weekend? You reach into your pocket, the Dow Jones, after a long night of drinking, thinking there's still some cash in there. It's all just receipts. Yep. You're like, oh boy, bother. It's the trade war for those of you that don't know what's going on. Yeah, U.S. and China. So Enterprise announced earlier this month a pilot program in three states, one of which is Nevada, the other is Minnesota and Missouri, where consumers can rent vehicles on a monthly basis for a flat fee of $1,500 plus a sign-on fee of $250.
So
it seems like a lot, but when you think about it, I mean, let's say that you, when you think about your,
there's a lot.
If you think about your car payment, let's say your car payment is $600 a month.
Kind of fancy ass car you drive.
That's not that's not that crazy of a car payment.
Whose car payment here is over $600 a month?
Mine?
Ian's? Yeah.
No, man.
Sylvia?
What kind of car do you think I'm driving?
$600 is a lot for a car payment.
Okay. I mean, I don't disagree that it is. I'm
kinda
just saying
ivory
that
ass tower you living in, man.
It's not that abnormal. So let's say it's
so you pay $1,600 a month for
$1,600 would be totally different. No, but I'm saying you talk about the insurance and then you talk about the
actual
car. You
still have to drive, don't you? Like, if you're driving a quote-unquote rental car, I think you still
for
have
that
to
price,
have
the renter receives a registered insured vehicle with roadside assistance and a 3,000-mile driving limit, which is a lot in a given month.
No, it's not.
3,000 miles?
Yeah, what kind of
ivory-ass tower are you living in?
I'm a man who drives.
I go to Disneyland every weekend.
I'm a man who drives. That's
sometimes
like 100 miles
twice
a day.
In a weekend. It's 100 miles
a
day.
I like to cruise. I like to listen to the radio.
When this sort of craps on the radio, do you really?
Yeah.
For the Enterprise program, a customer can change vehicles. Six classes, 20 different makes and models are available at no cost up to 4 times per month. The
at
plan,
no cost.
This is if you are a serial killer, this is perfect.
Yeah.
This is insane.
I want to do some crime.
$1,500 a month plus an additional $250 to sign up. There's no way this makes any sort of sense whatsoever in any world.
But okay, let's say
two cars and have a much less cheaper car payment and insurance than that.
Let's say that you're somebody who doesn't need a car every single month. Like what if you travel a lot for work? What if you're going out of town?
Your Uber bill would be cheaper than that. $1,500. If you said this was $750 a month, I would go, okay, maybe, because you don't have to worry about maintenance and you can put as many miles on it as you want. And the insurance is apparently covered as well. But that's still pretty damn high overall. Like, I can't see this. I don't know. Maybe I just don't have that kind of money to make this work, but it just seems...
Again, you go to Disneyland every weekend. This is the cost of admission for two to Disneyland.
I have a yearly annual pass, man, and it was not $1,500, I will tell you
it
that.
It was way more than $1,500 for an annual pass to Disneyland?
No.
It wasn't more than $1,500 for you and your fiancé?
No.
How much was it?
I think we paid, what, $1,100 this year? So I can go every month and enjoy it? Like, I go, what, 40 times
a year?
And
you're dropping how much on hotels? And you're dropping
nothing. She pays for that.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Try to make me look out. Oh, $600 a month, $1,500.
And you just dropped $70,000 on a home studio you haven't even used.
I used it.
For what?
Cut some commercials.
Oh, God.
Could have done that here for free.
I know.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey guys, welcome back. Just wanted to take the time and call in and say Happy Mother's Day to Mahoney, because he is one hot mama.
Message deleted.
Well, I appreciate that, and shout out to all the baby mamas out there. Mama's mamas, all of them.
So, I don't know, was he just calling you a hot mama in general, or is it because of the pictures that we took earlier today?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't gone to our Instagram, at Dave and Mahoney.
I'm uploading them right now.
Or at It's a Sylvia. They're up there, too.
Don't you plug. I'm plugging.
It's a Sylvia.
Don't you plug.
Oh, I'm plugging.
Your Instagram, right, so, while I'm plugging mine.
So the question that we have is, who'd you rather? So there's this new thing on, it's a new filter on Snapchat where you can turn yourself into the opposite gender. And Sylvia decided that she was going to do that to
you guys, yeah. And I was curious to see what you guys would look like as women.
And I will say that somebody described it very well. Mahoney looks like a conservative mother who's very disappointed with her rebellious daughter.
You better call me Karen.
And I look like that rebellious daughter.
But you got a lot of people like hollering at you, man.
Yeah, so it's up there on the Instagram right now, at David Mahoney. And you can decide who you'd rather, Mahoney as a lady or me as a lady. Yeah. But a treat either way.
I think there's no wrong answer there. Yeah. No, everybody's a winner in that particular circumstance.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So do you ever walk into a room and you smell this horrible fart, but then you realize that it's the pot roast cooking in the slow cooker, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh no, that smells delicious. Or the other way around. Man, somebody's cooking some good pot roast. I can't wait to eat it. And your coworker's like, oh no, it was me. I just farted. And then all of a sudden, the smell is disgusting. What's up with that?
Who's cooking pot roast at work?
Yeah.
First off.
Well, and also, who's cooking pot roast that smells like butt?
Yeah.
I mean, either someone's got a delicious ass, or you've got a...
It has become more popular in recent days.
Terrible pot roast. No, I mean... pot roast smell great. Like that's probably the best part of a pot roast is how delicious it makes your house smell.
Oh yeah.
Like if you leave it in the slow cooker all day and when you come home you're just like
you open it up.
Damn.
Yeah. Just
although it drives my dog crazy. You
that's
guys
just
dogs?
Cruel.
No.
Like it just smells that just wafting through the air, and my poor dog Bailey is just like running around in circles. Like where the hell is it? I know I smell this food. I swear. Right here on the floor somewhere.
So I walked into one of the worst smelling farts of my life over the weekend.
You did?
Oh, no. So,
and this is coming from a guy that
was
just,
it like a...
Was it your own?
No, it was
it
not.
Wasn't.
No, we were... So we went down to... Because everybody knows I'm getting married in not too long from now. And so we go down to the marriage bureau or whatever, where you have to go get like the marriage license down at the courthouse. Yeah. And, you know, there's literally only like there's two other people in there, and they're like at the like the kiosk typing their stuff in. But we, my fiance and I walk in, and then just it was just like we walked into a straight wall of ass. Like, she had a physical reaction. Like, she was like blown away by how bad this just cloud of ass was. She, her arm was like flailing.
Was it like rotten eggs?
Oh, it was horrible. And like, it must have been like super fresh too.
Oh.
And so the guy at the work in the window, they luckily they had the plexiglass in front of him, but he saw everything that went down and could not stop laughing. We're like, you were lucky you were behind that. Sir,
did your wife or wife to be walk up to the guy that was at the kiosk and his soon to be wife and be like, "Don't do it."
They got into an argument
about that.
Not about the fart, because apparently they're too dumb to figure out how to enter the information into the kiosk.
Oh,
I was like, "Oh, y'all gonna be divorced?"
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey Dave, out of the three other people in studio, who do you see as the most diabolic? Who, out of Mahoney, Sylvia, and Ian, has the most potential to create the most chaos?
Message deleted.
Ian.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
No. I think so.
Ian has the ability to create the most chaos. That's the way he put it, right? Not the currently most diabolical. Ian has the ability to create the most chaos because he's the most organized and the most diligent. So it's not an insult.
Ian's compliment.
Ian's a people pleaser. He doesn't create chaos.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
Not
guys.
Intentionally, but he could if he wanted to. Mahoney is definitely the most diabolical, but he's much more diabetic than diabolic.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Year's not over. It's gonna be a skinny year at some point.
Oh, is it?
We're also,
middle of May, buddy. Middle
Sylvia
of May
is obviously the biggest.
No.
Nah.
Most diabolical son of a bitch in here.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there have been a couple of moments in the NBA playoffs this year that have been really incredible moments, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Damian Lillard half-court shot, basically, that won the game for them at the buzzer. But then you see this one from Damian Lillard and the Toronto Raptors win their series against the Philadelphia 76ers by a crazy shot, a couple of seconds left in the game. And Damian Lillard shoots the ball, and it bounces like four times on the rim and then drops in. And the crowd in Toronto.
Isn't it Kawhi?
What'd I say?
Damian.
Damian Lillard was the guy who took the first shot.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard was the guy who took this shot.
Yeah.
Did I screw that up?
You were just saying, you just kept saying Damian.
Yeah, sorry. So Kawhi Leonard was the guy who shot the game winner here.
One of the most dramatic final shots of a game that I think I may have ever seen in my entire life, just because there were so many bounces on the rim. I mean, it bounced, four times?
Yeah.
Before it finally
dropped in. Then it finally drops in.
And unbelievable. Game 7, you're getting ready to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yep. And there's this huge crowd outside of the arena as well. I don't know if you guys have seen that shot too, but there's this huge crowd outside of the arena for people that couldn't get into the game and just went absolutely nuts when the ball drops in.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
It was a pretty iconic moment. It really was.
I mean, one of the most exciting finishes to an NBA. I felt so bad for the 76ers, man. Like, what a game, what a series, and just
so close.
When you, because he was well defended there at the end, too. There were two guys on him, and he still was able to make that shot.
It was just a jumper, like, in the corner. Like, they put him in the worst place possible.
Left.
Yeah. And the game would have gone to overtime otherwise. Yep. It was tied up at 90 apiece. But just a fantastic moment in the NBA playoffs.
I don't love the NBA during the regular season. I'll watch a game if it's a premier matchup.
Playoff basketball is awesome, though.
Yeah.
It really is, because they're playing their hearts out. It's kind of like playoff hockey, right? It's like when they're playing for it all, they're playing their hearts out.
Yep.
And it really improves the game.
It's a different game.
Yeah.
It really is, truly.
Well, I mean, in the regular season, especially in the NBA, like they're just, you know, they get paid so well and they're taking time off and they're resting. And it's just like you said, they don't
care. It's like if they play like this they would probably die if they played like this all the time. But this is what it is all about. And this postseason has not disappointed.
Anderson Silva gets his knee injured in the first round down in Brazil at UFC 237.
This has disappointed.
And, I mean, he's 44 years old. Like, it's time to hang it up, right? Because Anderson Silva, when you look at, I mean, he's arguably one of the greatest of all time. Maybe you could say the greatest of all time.
I think he's lost that.
At this point, I think you're probably right. But, man, he just needs to hang it up. I mean, if you look at how the last handful of years have gone for Anderson Silva, it has been bad.
Out of his last eight fights, he's only got one win. He did have a win over Nick Diaz, but that was turned over because he did test positive there as well. But it's just crazy how this has gone. Seven out of his last eight fights,
let's say that
he has lost,
that he's lost
won.
The greatest of all time, because I agree that with all the losses and him testing positive so many times, that he loses the GOAT mark, certainly. But is it George St. Pierre? Is it Johnny Bones Jones?
George St. Pierre is certainly the greatest welterweight of all time, pound for pound.
I think it's John Jones. It's I hate John to say Jones. It because he's such a clown, but I think it's John Jones.
I would like to see John Jones at heavyweight versus Daniel Cormier. That's the last fight I want to see for Cormier since he's not going to fight Brock. DC wants to fight at light heavyweight again. I don't like that.
Let them both juice. I want John Jones on juice DC versus Brock Lesnar on juice at heavyweight.
DC has never juiced.
No, DC has never juiced.
DC is one of the cleanest, most respectable fighters to ever grace the octagon. I think DC, had he not dropped down to light heavyweight, would be the greatest fighter in modern time as far as mixed martial arts go. We'll see if that fight versus John Jones ends up happening. He's going to fight Stipe, which is just a snoozer. Because don't get me wrong, I love
Stipe. I think it'll be a fun fight.
Do you?
Yeah,
do you remember the last one?
Yes.
DC whooped that ass.
He did not whoop that ass.
Really?
He caught him.
He whooped that ass.
He wasn't whooping his ass.
He whooped that ass. He's going to whoop that ass.
You need to
again.
Go back and watch that fight again. He wasn't whooping that ass. He caught him. He caught him. He caught him clean.
Whooping that ass.
Yeah, with one punch. It wasn't like he was throwing him around the cage or anything.
I mean, he was DC was never in danger.
There wasn't enough time in that fight for him to be in danger.
That's why he whooped that ass.
All right.
Anyway, don't want to see that. But Anderson Silva, still one of my favorite fighters. I don't want to. I'm with you. I don't want to see him fight anymore. He's 44 years old, and his knee got blown out. Man, I mean, it was painful. It was painful to watch.
And after watching his leg get snapped too, and it's been a tough go for Anderson Silva.
Let him retire and be an ambassador for the sport down in Brazil.
And last but not least, a man decided, a jazz pianist. Am I ever going to stop thinking that that's funny? Like when you're talking about somebody who plays piano, call him a pianist.
They are a pianist.
Well, so there's two stories about pianists here that we have to talk about. The first one is a jazz pianist who decided that he was going to make Cardi B more tolerable. And he decided that he was going to release a video of him doing some Cardi B. Here you go.
None of you bitches, none of you bitches got these exclusive Swisher Sweets ups. What's popping?
That was an Instagram video from her. But
is that a dude? It says Charles Cornell uploaded a video on Thursday to his Instagram.
Yes.
The pianist.
He's a pianist.
The piano player was not under there.
Got it.
The piano playing was not under there. If you want to, I followed this guy over the weekend.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Pretty good.
Amazing. Like, he'll turn tweets into songs, and then obviously.
Oh, is this the guy that does all the Trump tweets too?
He does Trump tweets. He does the Cardi B stuff now. He did a DJ Khaled one, but Charles Cornell Studios. Worth the follow on Instagram.
Okay.
And finally, penis extensions don't work, according to a new study. Procedures to make your junk larger do not work and are, quote, ineffective and risky.
Yeah.
And leave many men with physical or psychological scarring, according to the research.
I know a guy who had one of these done.
Really?
Like, personally know that guy?
Like, personally.
Is his name Mason Jabroni?
No, his name is not Mason Jabroni. Right. But you know how these, quote unquote, extensions work?
No. How does it happen? No.
They cut the ligament that, like, holds your stuff. Like, there's a ligament there that keeps it like kind of level.
Okay.
Yeah, then so they cut that to like give it more leeway. And so basically you just have a less firm.
Super.
So it doesn't.
So it kind of like is.
So it's like.
And he paid like 15 grand for the surgery.
15 grand?
Yeah.
So it's extended, but it doesn't like.
It's not.
Just find a woman that will accept you for.
Yeah.
If you've got 15 extra grand for that surgery.
It's like the billionaire who died when he was getting his junk extended. Remember that? It was just a couple of months ago.
You're a billionaire.
You don't have to have a big one.
No.
No.
You're a billionaire.
That's why.
Your bank account.
Right.
There you go.
Whip it out and be like, look at this. Surrounded by supermodels.
Yes.
Just do a tiny helicopter on your yacht.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
When you are a billionaire, you probably have a tiny helicopter on that yacht.
Right.
You don't even have to
You
do
could
it.
Give hope to so many young men. You could inspire a generation. Like, it doesn't matter. One more like, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
You were wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt.
That's right.
You did not. You did not. You did not. Me in that Tommy Bahama shirt. Again, I feel like that deserved it.
Oh, this is a real throwback. So this is from the very beginning of the show today. I was talking about going down to Turks and Caicos for my brother's wedding, and Mahoney was very upset because I did not blank him. And it had to do with my experience at the wedding, and Mahoney felt like he was left out, and he really wanted to be involved in a more significant way.
A lot of people came up to me and mentioned this at the beer fest over the weekend.
Yeah, he was very upset about this.
I think
you
dropped the ball, man.
We actually got on stage, and we pontificated about this at the Brews and Blues Festival for about a good 25 minutes.
I'm sure that they were thrilled with that. Sure. They're like, riveting. We are never inviting this guy back here. We're not paying him, are we? God, it's the worst. All right, so the first person with the correct answer at 702-791-1075 gets set up with a $250 gift card to Living Spaces. So $250 and from Living Spaces, up for grabs for the first person with the right answer. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, what is the correct answer?
Tag.
I did not tag him, that's right. So I was wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt. Mahoney feels like the summer of Bahama 2, the Electric Boogaloo, belongs exclusively to him. I was in a different country, man. Down there, they thought I was the one that brought the Tommy Bahama shirt to life.
I'm not even mad. I'm glad that you were wearing
it. You gave me that shirt.
I just would like a little recognition for that.
Yeah, you should have just let me like, hey,
also,
man.
Yeah, I agree with Mahoney.
It's worth noting. Mahoney was talking about people being fancy earlier. I took the tag off that shirt. $115.
You didn't take off the price?
No, he didn't take it. He didn't take out the price because he ordered the wrong size, and instead of returning it, he's just like, here, take it.
That's a flex.
A lovely shirt, but quite the flex.
I wasn't flexed on anybody. Also, if you're
flexed by not taking the tag
retail
off.
For Tommy Bahama, you're doing it wrong. There's plenty of places. I get them at least 50%, if not more off.
This did not have a markdown tag. This was not a discount Tommy Bahama shirt.
God. I don't pay full price.
Uh-huh, sure you don't.
They know who I am.
Jennifer,
they know who I am.
Jennifer, congratulations to you. Thank you for hanging with us this morning.
Absolutely.
All right. That's going to do it for us today. Mm-hmm. I didn't tell you guys. I screwed up my hand on my vacation.
I was going to ask you about that. What happened?
By a shark?
That's my story, is that there was an orphanage on fire and I'd run in, and then when I was helping all the kids out, that's why I encountered the shark.
Fall down when you were drunk?
Large aquarium. Close. my cousin was trying to open a bottle of wine and she didn't have a key. So she's doing thing where you push it down. Yeah. With the knife, the cork, which I've done 1,000 times. Like, I mean, it's not pleasant because wine will, like, kind of spit out a little bit. But I was doing that, and the bottle
broke.
Just
took a chunk out of my hand, and I was like,
that's
bleeding
the last
everywhere.
Place you want to get, like,
I know, it's on my right hand, too. I'm like, what am I going to do for a month?
It's going to sting.
Sorry, honey.
Take the shoe off, man. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, should have.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of 1,000 thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.